Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Well, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We have Stephanie Dotson here of Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I've been doing very well lately. How's everything been going with you?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy.
I bet. Every time I drive by your store, there's always a good amount of cars in that parking lot. So y'all have some business going on.
Oh my gosh, yes. Gold and silver have been like steady but crazy. Everybody's wanting to buy or sell. Like it's been a buyer's market and a seller's market, I say, lately. For the gold and silver, not so much the collectible side, which we still have a lot of collectors that come in daily because, you know, people live for that market. But gold and silver have been the go-to kind of like crypto and everything else in the world. Like all these Reddit people have been pushing, I think, that kind of market lately, so it's been fun.
Well, that's good to hear, and good to hear that business is just booming as always. And you know, gold and silver, just wow. I've seen the reports too.
Yes.
I've seen the reports, you know, comes across whenever we're watching what's going on in the markets along with gold and silver. And clearly people are investing their money into that stuff along with cryptocurrency, like you just said.
Yes. I mean, we stay away from that stuff, you know, personally, like at the, you know, the store, we stay away from that stuff, but to each their own. I always say never put all your eggs in one basket, but have fun with it all because it's going to be a wild ride regardless.
Well, awesome. So what are gold and silver going for? I know every day it's different, but
every second of every day it's different. It's actually, everything's down a little bit today. Silver's like 20, I don't have my glasses on, there we go. 27, 30-ish is where silver's at today, and gold's at 18.71 at the moment. So it's down from yesterday because gold was about $1,900 yesterday. So, I mean, it's good to buy today because it's down.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
And then wait maybe a second, literally, because...
Yeah. Literally a second, and it could change.
You know, that's always been so interesting. I know my grandfather was always very... he always invested in a variety of things. He definitely diversified his portfolio. I don't know if gold... I think gold, mainly silver... Like the silver coins, big time collector in those.
I tend to lean towards silver personally. They, like my dad calls it, and a lot of people call it poor man's gold, because it's easier to purchase, it's easier to obtain. But silver, I just like it better. It's not where it should be, like percentage wise. I think it's supposed to be like 16-1, or mm-hmm. or and it's like 80-1. I think my dad's better with those than I am, so don't quote me on any of those numbers, but it's percentage wise it's not where it's supposed to be. So I always tell people, like, my personal choice is I buy silver. And you know, we've talked about it before, like I will buy anything from the Silver Eagles to the 90% silver to the super amazing coins like the Millennium Falcon silver.
Oh, that's cool.
Which we should get, if not today, tomorrow we're getting Millennium Falcon coins in. I'm so happy.
Wow. So the Millennium Falcon coin, I'm just picturing, how big are those coins?
They are 1 ounce of silver. So they're about the size of a silver dollar, like the old Eisenhower dollars, or maybe a Silver Eagle. Like they're going to be around that size.
Okay.
And they're amazing. And we only got a limited supply. So come in and get them. Like I said, we probably will get them, if not today, tomorrow. So they will go quickly.
Okay, so you heard that. If you want to get in on that silver rush,
yes,
tomorrow's probably going to be your best day. You better get there soon.
Get those Millennium Falcons. I'll post them on the Facebook page for sure. I'll post a picture later today because, I I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. So if you're a Star Wars nerd, get them while you can.
So, Steph, I'm noticing that you're here today, which means your dad has to be out and about doing something.
Yeah.
He's always busy.
He is always busy. So he's kind of let me take over the reins of hanging out here and talking with Jenna or you mm-hmm. today, which I don't mind. I love, you know, I have the gift of gab, he likes to say. So he lets me just kind of...
You're so easy to converse with. It's great.
I love to have fun. So he lets me do it. I'm like, that's fine. and not sit at work and talk to people at work, sit at the studio and talk to people, let me do it.
Well, I mean, and of course, your dad, Steve Gerlach, the
yes,
owner of
the owner.
Emerald Coast Coins.
Yep, right up the street from here at 1811 Creighton Road. We have so much fun. And we did change our business hours. We're only Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So
okay.
It's been a minute. But yep, it's been fun.
And very accessible, too. Your store is just right off Creighton. Let's say you're leaving Davis Highway, and you're heading towards Creighton Road. It's going to be on that right-hand side of the road.
Yes.
And then, you know, if you're on the opposite side, still extremely easy to access because that you have that... I think it's called a diverging diamond interchange, where it was like that middle lane that
yes,
people can get into.
Exactly.
I'm just now learning this stuff.
All those words work for me. That center lane, right there, across from that Tom Thumb. We're right, like right smack dab in the middle of Creighton, basically, in between 9th and Davis Highway.
So what else we have going on over there? Gold and Silver, you say, is doing really well. What else is going on?
Gold and Silver is doing really well. Like I said, our collectors have been coming in like... crazy. We have been trying to get the new Morgan Apiece dollars that are coming out, but the mint put a hold on that for whatever reason. I think they said that the silver, I don't know what it's gonna do to silver prices, but they're running low on silver around the world in general.
Mm-hmm.
So they put a hold on production of these new 2021 Morgan and silver dollars. So I don't know what's going to happen with those, but we were trying to get those to come out. So I don't know what's happening with those. What else has been going on? It's been so crazy that sometimes my brain doesn't catch up with everything that's been going on. We go home at the end of the day, we're all three just like, what happened today?
Yeah, that's a relatable topic, especially today.
Right.
This week has been so busy. I'm just like, what did we do today?
Even yesterday, Dad was like, is it Thursday? Like, we're like, yes, tomorrow is Friday. We're off the rest of the week.
I can't tell you how many times yesterday I had to remind myself what day it was.
It's been
Memorial Day kind of threw things off. That
completely
throws things through a loop.
It really does. So we were just kind of crazy with all that. But, we've just had, it's been a crazy week, but still fun. We always have our regulars that come in. We've gotten to look, we have a $1,000 bill on the store right now, and we haven't had one of those in a while. So I know lots of people like to look at those just to see, because a lot of people don't realize that $1,000 bills existed.
Right.
So when they come in, they're like, whoa, that's super cool. So just to come in and see those is pretty awesome in itself. So we have one of those, and $1,000 bills and $500 bills have actually gone up in price. But to come in and see those, people like to come in and look and get an education on the currencies that we have in the store. We've had a lot more people coming in with error coins, or looking for error coins or error notes, which I don't handle that.
Now, error notes are just simply currency that has misprints or just some kind of fault to them.
Exactly. Just like a coin could have a fault. Now, you know, they will look on the internet and say, oh, this is what it is. YouTube will tell you it's something, and 9 times out of 10 it's not. But, you know, we try to, you know, education is key, and that's what we're here to do, is educate more than anything. So, as you know, we'll sit there and try and educate you, as long as we don't have a store full of people.
Right. And I know you guys are very good about, whenever you do your estimates, you're going to be very honest. It may
yes,
not be what you want to hear, and you're not going to get your feelings hurt if they decide to take their business somewhere else.
Always. We always want to educate you and give you, you know, the best response that we can. And if, you know, we always tell you to check around. And if you come back to, you know, if you don't like our price, that's okay. You know, we want you to just take what we said to heart and think about it, and just continue to look and educate. You know, educate yourself and get the best price that you can. If it's not with us, that's okay too.
Now, I'm actually curious about error dollars, because I'm just
yeah,
wondering, what if I have an error dollar myself? Is that currency I could actually spend?
You could spend it, but I don't know if you would want to. Like, if you had an error note, we had a lady come in, and she knew she had this note, that it was an error note, and she was like, this, the last digit on my serial number is higher than the others. And I was like, okay, well, send me a picture before you drive all the way out here. So she sent a picture to our Facebook page, and it was $5 bill, and I think we ended up giving her like $20 for it, and I think
okay,
you know, we sell it for like $25. The last number was higher than the others, and it was just higher just enough that, you know, we were able to pay a little bit more based on condition and everything. But you know, so I wouldn't spend it for $5 if I can get $20 for it.
Oh, then that makes me want to look at all the dollar bills. It's like, oh my goodness.
Crazy. And then like you can look at radar notes where it goes like 1, 2, 3, 4 and then 4, 3, 2, 1. That's part of a radar note. Those can be worth more money. It's just like it gets crazy with all the things you can look for. Smudged ink on there could be worth more money, which I didn't know about. Like my brother does all this stuff. Eventually one of these days we're going to get him in here, even though he says no all the time.
Oh, then we have to make it happen. The more you say totally. No, the more it's just like, all right, come on, you want to do it.
Oh yeah, we're going to get him in here and it's going to be great.
Well, awesome. No, that's gay. You know, it's a family business. Get them all in here.
Exactly. That's what we tell him constantly. And he's like, whatever.
So we have you have faulty coins and other currencies. You have a $1,000 bill. I know you and I have played this game a couple of times where we try to figure out which president, or it doesn't have to be a president, some kind of government official.
Right.
Is on the face of that $1,000 bill. And I know we brought this up in the past.
Who? We did.
Okay. I'm going to just sit here and think about it.
Who's on the $1,000?
Who is on the $1,000 bill? I don't want to cheat. And that's actually a great trivia question. You're going to get no prize for it. But if you want to text in or even call in at 850-437-1620 and figure out who's on the $1,000 bill, feel free. Also, if you just have any questions for Stephanie of Emerald Coast Coins.
Totally.
In general. Like, feel
questions,
free.
Questions, pictures of puppies, or money that you have questions about, you can let me know.
Oh, all about the pictures of puppies.
Yeah, always.
Oh, you guys are dog friendly.
We are dog friendly. We always, off the top of my head, we got a question. Yay.
We did. So, Texter wants to know, what's the markup on the Millennium Falcon silver coins?
Have to call the store. I don't know off the top of my head. So our phone number to the store is 850, because we have to dial that now.
We do.
473-1515. So call the store and we'll get a clear price on that, because I just don't know off the top of my head. I just don't know. But they're probably, I will give a guesstimate, around $37. That's just a guesstimate.
Okay.
Totally worth it, because it's Star Wars.
Duh. I mean, you're wearing your Mickey Mouse shirt right now.
Yeah, I have my Star Wars tattoos. Yeah.
And your Star Wars tattoos, very festive. And you're, whether it be Disney Universe, you're a Marvel fan, right?
I am a Marvel fan also. I'm obviously Disney fan first, but super, I like all the cool stuff, like Marvel, Disney, all the fun coins. When I collect silver, I will collect silver for investment, but I will also collect silver because fun. So I will spend the extra dollars. I bought a coin that had a fairy on it, a fairy and a dragon, and she was very expensive, and it was only 2 ounces, and I spent way more than I should have because I needed her in my life.
There you go.
So sometimes even I have to pay a little bit extra.
And that's actually one thing that's pretty fun about your store, is that, you know, you have those fun items in there. The collector who may also have that side of, I also like to watch Disney movies and watch Star Wars and all that fun stuff, which actually Disney and Star Wars are the same now.
Yes.
But, which it takes me some time to get used to that still. I personally, how there's that blend of fun in there.
I love it. I love the fun stuff, and we get the little trinkets too. Like, we have the space rocks.
Space rocks?
Meteorites. I was getting there. My brain's still waking up.
Well, you have meteorites in your office now?
We have meteorites in our store. We have also cool things. We have, like, widow's mites, like, all kinds of, like, we have a wide spectrum of stuff.
A widow's mite? What is a widow's mite?
A widow's mite is from, like, the Bible times.
Okay.
Yep. So, like, when the widows gave their mites, like, then when they were, I am not great with my Bible stuff, but they gave their mites to Jesus. They gave all they had, the widow's mites.
Right.
Couldn't tell you more than that. But okay. Widow's mites, little Bible things.
Well, okay. So it's like a little, I don't want to call it a rock necessarily.
No, it's a coin. It's a little coin.
Oh, okay. I want to see these now.
They're super cool. Ancient time.
Okay. So really ancient. And then these meteorites, how did you get in possession of these? And I picture that being a rock, but also seeing it be like a really cool looking
It looks like
rock.
A rock. Well, you know, it's magnetized, and they're probably weigh about 20 grams maybe, and they look like cool little space rocks. It's the best way to describe it. I just call them little space rocks. They're amazing.
Actually, we have a caller on the line right now. We have James on the line. James, good morning. What's on your mind?
I got a question. Mm-hmm. I have a buttload of silver coins and old $2 bills at my house.
Okay.
How do I go about getting all that appraised? And I mean, is it worth appraising? I mean, I don't know how that works. I mean, I've been told that the silver is only worth face value and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, silver's more than face value for sure. You can bring it into the store and we could, look at what you have and make sure that you don't have any like special, dates in your silver coins for sure. Go through that with you. $2 bills, those are probably more face value than anything depending on what the years are. So, you could definitely bring it in the store.
This was stuff that my father collected. And, I mean, he's been dead for almost 20 years, so this is stuff that's like, probably some of it's 40, 50 years old or more. I mean, I don't know. And then a lot of the silver I used to, when I worked in retail, every time I got one, I would snatch it up. So I've got literally like rolls and rolls of them.
Yeah.
I think they're dimes and quarters mostly.
Yeah, you could totally bring that into the store, and we could go through it with you and just check and see what you got and how much it's worth and give you an estimate.
Okay. I mean, would that be something y'all could do, like, while I was there?
Oh, for sure.
I don't really want to leave
it. Totally. That's something we can do while you're there.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling.
James, thank you so much for being a part of the program. That's a great question. Yeah. I have all the silver. Not really sure what it's worth. Can I bring it by?
Yep, totally. And that's a question we get a lot. That people are like, well, I don't want to leave my stuff with you. And 9 times out of 10, that is something we can do while you're in the shop. Now, if you were to come in with like 2 or 3 suitcases full of stuff, no, that's not something I can sit there and do. Like,
that's a lot.
It's a lot. And I do get people who do that. But no, most of the time that's something I can sit through and go through with you quick, like. And give you estimates on, because we can pop through stuff pretty quickly. People worry about that too. They're like, I don't know if you can go through it quickly. Dude, we've been doing this for 19 years. We've been in the city of Pensacola for 19 years. I've gotten better at what I do for sure.
Now, I know people often like to use Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist to sell things, and maybe they're trying to sell their bundle of coins. Now, what if the buyer doesn't feel too comfortable and say, I want to get this appraised, and I also want to make sure law enforcement is present? Do you guys do any presence like that to make or anything like that to appraise a sale, a potential sale, but also make sure it's done in a safe manner?
So we will help people out with jewelry specifically, like, because we also buy like the jewelry, broken jewelry or jewelry pieces and stuff like that. But like sometimes people will have a nice wedding set that they might not be using anymore, or just a nice bracelet that they're not using. And when we buy that stuff, we only pay based off of melt prices, which is not a lot, because we have to hold it for 30 days. And then after that, it just goes off to the smelters and it gets melted to never be heard from again. So we tell people, you can put it on Facebook Marketplace or you can put it on Craigslist. Don't meet them in a parking lot. Don't meet them at your home. You can use our place as a sanctuary where you're protected to have that meetup for your jewelry. We don't let people do that with coins so much because that is our main business. But jewelry, yes, because I want somebody to get the most money for their jewelry. I always tell my customers, me for your jewelry is a last resort. I want you to be able to, especially if it's a beautiful piece of jewelry, I'm your last resort. If you can get more money and you have time, try to sell it.
Right.
Try to sell it because it's a beautiful piece of jewelry.
So we have another caller on the line. Yay. Just a reminder, 850-437-1620 if you want to be a part of the program. We're with Stephanie Dotson of Emerald Coast Coins, and Dave is on the line in Pensacola. Dave, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was just wondering, if you said whose face was on the $1,000 bill, I forgot.
Okay,
I can't remember who it is.
Okay, we did not say who the face was, but you know what, while we have Dave on the line, let's try and figure this out, shall we? So,
yeah.
The question is, who is on?
Okay, well, I want to tell you something about that, though.
Go ahead.
A buddy of mine goes, and he's nonstop auction freak. He comes back with these big boxes full of books. We're going through them. War of the Worlds, a brand new like edition. And as soon as you opened it, it came right to the middle of the book. There's a brand new $1,000 bill in there. I guess back when, what was that, 1938 or something? 48?
34.
Well, they put the bill in the middle of the book, and there it was. And he bought the whole box for like 50 cents.
But
the $1,000 bill was worth $7,000 because it was in mint condition.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he gets this great idea. He's building a restaurant. He never said a word to me. He just went and did this. He went to UPS, you know them laser printers they got? He made sheets of that $1,000 bill, and he was in a laminate. He had lamination on the bathroom walls in the men's and women's room, and he did it all the way around. And I saw this. He says, look what I did. I says, Tim, do you know this is a real $1,000 bill? He says, yeah. I says, do you know the federal police don't like when you do stuff like this called what do they call it?
Well, I know that when you're literally trying to print money, or copy it at the very least, counterfeit.
What's the word?
Counterfeit?
You're a counterfeiter, Tim. I says, they'll probably throw you in jail forever and throw the key away for each one of those bills you made. I says, you really need to get them out of there.
He says,
they look good. I says, yeah, they look great. But you'll go to prison in front of them when first cop walks in and sees that. He's going to know those are real bills. But it was all the same serial number on every one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
So he just made sheets of them.
Unbelievable.
But it did look good.
Well,
they told him it was worth $7,000 for that one bill.
Yeah.
Because of its condition. But I guess back when the War of the Worlds came out, they really thought it was the end of the world. And they panicked and, you know, they put that $1,000 bill inside that book. And
that's
it had to
crazy.
Be some rich people because who are, you know, selling copies of books like that.
Yep.
But I think you get 50 cents for the whole box.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And, I can't remember whose picture was on it. I looked at it and I said, wow. And we didn't touch it. I said, don't touch it.
Well,
put it back in the book and leave it alone.
I have the answer to the it was a president who was on the $1,000 bill, Grover Cleveland.
Yep, Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. So clarification, Grover Cleveland's face appears on the $1,000 bill, which, like the $500 bill, dates back to 1918. Hamilton's face, Alexander Hamilton, who was not a president,
right.
Instead just had a really awesome play named after him. Hamilton's face initially appeared on the Federal and Treasury discontinued the $1,000 bill back in 1969. It was actually last printed back in 1945. Treasury said that Americans do still continue to hold the notes. So that is literally the case because it's still here.
Yep.
So that's incredible. So last printed in 1945. That's
Isn't that
how
crazy?
Long. That's at least how old that piece of paper is.
Piece of currency. That's so crazy.
Could you? Okay, it says discontinued in 1969. Do you know if that bill could still be used for? You know, you could pay somebody that? I could pay rent with that?
Yes.
Wow.
I had a customer when my store was still open in Milton. He had somebody pay him rent with a $500 bill.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very tattered $500 bill, and he took it.
So even a tattered $500 bill, if that person were to go into your shop and say, I have this $500 bill, you can barely find these anymore. Even in a tattered condition, what do you think those would run for?
I paid him he just wanted $500, and I gave him $505, and I sold it for $508.
Oh, nice. Well, we're all here to profit.
And he was like, I just need $500. I'm like, I'm going to give you $505. He was like, okay, like, it's fine. It was really bad condition.
Yeah, I would imagine. If I were to stumble across a $500 bill, I could never spend that. I could never. I would want to frame it.
Me too.
Even if it were in bad condition, I've never obviously possessed one, and it's not even often I would see a $2 bill.
Yes.
Nowadays.
And you can still get those. Like, they still print those every year, which they're useless. I don't know why they print them.
I thought they stopped printing $2 bills.
Nope. They still print them.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Currency, coins, a lot of other stuff, jewelry, like we had been discussing. Those are all things we could find at Emerald Coast Coins.
For sure.
So real quick, if I wanted to visit you, where can I find you?
1811 Creighton Road. Right near the Tom Thumb, smack dab in the middle of Creighton.
That's right. Like we mentioned, if you're leaving Davis Highway, traveling that way, it's on your right-hand side.
That's it.
So easy to access.
Yes, 850-473-1515.
That's the number.
Woo!
All right, Stephanie, as always, it's been a pleasure. So much fun having you on today.
Always.